All right, in this supplementary lesson, I'm going to give you an overview of what elements of your launch we're going to shift or refine over the next few weeks based on the crisis the world is facing right now. So the roadmap, the model, the strategies I'm going to be teaching you in this program are timeless. They're fundamentals that will continue to be relevant and effective no matter what's happening in the economy. I'm a big believer in focusing on fundamentals because you have to set the right foundation first and then you can work on optimizing. I think a lot too many people focus on optimization first, which is a huge, huge mistake. So I focus a lot on fundamentals that are timeless and are going to continue to work. They may not be as sexy as optimization items, but they are essential. Now, having said that, we're going to be making some slight adjustments to some of the material that we're going to be covering over the next few weeks. And the way that will work is I'm going to post a supplementary lesson in the session pages where we need to make those adjustments. So it's going to be really, really obvious. Okay. You're going to see it. You're going to see that it's, you know, that's a supplementary lesson and it's going to show you how to take what I've taught you and make some just slight adjustments so that that material or these strategies or these techniques work even better right now in the environment we're facing. And after watching this session that I'm going through, about to go through right now, you can have a pretty good idea of what those adjustments are going to be. But again, you'll see that supplemental material in the session pages where you need to make those modifications. So it's going to be really, really obvious, okay? But I wanted to give you kind of a big picture overview. Don't worry too much. I'm going to get into some detail here in this presentation. Don't worry about trying to take this all in right now. Think of it as more of a preview of some of the things we're going to be covering. And that's going to help plant the seeds now so you can start letting this information kind of simmer in your brain. And then when we do cover and get into more detail on that material, it's going to make a lot more sense. All right, so let's talk a little bit about the challenge that you're probably facing right now. You already know that there's a lot of fear and uncertainty out there right now. I mean, you're probably feeling it yourself. At the same time, you know, if you're already thinking about going solo, about starting a freelance writing or copywriting business, you're overwhelmed with the options. You know, there's so much information out there. Much of it is free. Where do you start? What do you do? What types of clients do you go after? What types of work do you offer? What types of projects do you focus on? There's also this feeling that you're alone in this game. You know, there's no one to mentor you, no one to answer your questions, guide you, keep from making big mistakes, that sort of thing. So it can be a very lonely business or undertaking. I bet that what you want instead is the opposite of each of those things. You know, you want assurance that that you can make this work, that there is a way if you know how to do it, if you know the right way. You want a clear path. Rather than overwhelm, only the right strategies and systems. Yeah, there's about 47,000 things you could do. But I bet that you want a little bit of clarity. It's like, you know, there are people I just tell sometimes, look, can you just net it out for me? You know, that there's a lot of information. I have a lot of ideas. You've given me a lot, but could you just narrow it down for me? I don't want to have to pick and choose and try to, you know, waste time finding the right path, the right decisions. I bet you want that, right? So you can ignore all this other stuff that is not necessarily noise, but it's not necessarily going to help you right now. If anything, it's going to cause analysis paralysis. And I bet you want some guidance, you know, some hand-holding, kind of a Sherpa to guide your way. Okay, so if that sounds like you, then I think you're in the right place. So let's talk about the elephant in the room, okay? I've mentioned this a little bit earlier, but it really is something that we need to address head on. Should you even consider launching your writing and copywriting business right now? Why would anyone do that in this environment? I mean, does that even make sense? And the short answer is yes, you should consider it, but you do have to go about it differently. And the good news is that the adjustments you need to make aren't really that difficult. They're just really that there are adjustments. There's shifts in strategy, shifts in mindset, shift in approach, not so much working harder and harder. Although, I mean, you can certainly make up for a lot by putting in extra work in perseverance. But a lot of it is really about how you go about it. And I'm going to come back to this in a few minutes. Here's the thing. Every market panic and downturn has presented huge opportunities for people and businesses who sustained some degree of calmness and perspective and who responded strategically rather than reacted from a place of fear. I love those, the contrast between those two words. And this is something I learned from a very well-known and very successful marketer by the name of Joe Polish. He talks about the difference between responding and reacting. Okay. This is a time to respond. If you want to do this and you want to do it successfully, it's time to respond, not react. I've personally been through five big market panics and downturns. I'm not saying, you know, I'm not that old, but I've been through enough of these that each one of them is different. This one's certainly different. Gosh. But starting in the early 1990s, when I graduated college, and was trying to find a job and nobody was hiring, in 2000, when I moved to information technology from a completely different industry, and the week I started my job, the IT or technology market bubble burst. So horrible timing. To the following year, 9/11, just months into another new job in the technology arena. Then the meltdown of 2008, the Great Recession of 2008-2009. And now, right? We're all dealing with this right now. But I'm more convinced than ever that, look, this too shall pass. In the meantime, there's great opportunity for us if we know where to look, how to position ourselves well. So here's a interesting question for you. What do companies like GE and Disney and Hewlett Packard and Microsoft have in common? And the answer is that they all were startups during steep declines in the U.S. economy. So I did a little bit of digging, and GE started during the panic of 1873. Disney started during the recession of 1923 and 24. This is before the Great Depression. Hewlett Packard began during the Great Depression. And Bill Gates and Paul Allen founded Microsoft during the recession of 1975. A lot of great companies, a lot of successes are born in troubled economic times. There's a great story out there about the cereal company Kellogg's and the cereal company Post. So when the Great Depression hit, no one knew what was going to happen to consumer demand. And the company Post did what you think, you know, many consumer product companies might do. They reined in expenses. They cut back on advertising. So in other words, they retrenched. Kellogg, however, doubled its ad budget. And they moved aggressively into radio advertising and into heavily pushing a new cereal it had created called Rice Krispies. And the rest is history. So Kellogg's took the number one spot, which was previously held by Post. And to this day, from what I understand, they still hold the number one spot. A good friend of mine is working directly under the CEO of a kitchen remodeling startup. And they're doubling down on marketing right now. You think, my goodness, why would, you know, a home remodeling, kitchen remodeling business right now be spending any money on marketing, advertising, sales? They had a very aggressive launch plan before this crisis. And when I talked to my good friend the other day, who's, you know, vice president working directly under the CEO, he said that, told me a little bit about how the plans had changed, but he said that the one thing that definitely changes that the CEO is doubling down on marketing and on this launch. He sees this as an opportunity to really build the brand, and he sees weakness among his competitors, and he sees it as a great opportunity. So you're going to see some great success stories coming out of what's happening right now. In fact, I would predict that many successful businesses are going to be founded in the next few months. And many existing ones are going to thrive because they know how to stay calm and they know where the opportunities lie. And they're, again, going to choose to respond rather than react. All right, let's shift gears a little bit and start getting into you and your freelance business and dynamics of that and how to make it happen. I call this the first client problem because when it comes to launching a freelance business, there's a challenge that new freelancers don't address ahead of time. So they're not prepared to tackle it when it does come up. Okay. And what I've noticed is that in the last 5 to 10 years, a specific problem has come to plague the freelance writing business industry. More than ever before, people are flocking to writing courses, copywriting, business writing, B2B copywriting courses. In fact, I see a lot of people taking course after course after course. They're getting certifications, verification, badges, stamps, diplomas, and more. And in effect, many of these people are becoming professional students, and yet nothing is happening with their freelance writing business. They're just very well educated, but you know, in terms of what income they're generating is zero in an overwhelming number of cases. Because while these courses are excellent in many cases, they're not the solution to getting your writing business off the ground. At some point, we have to land that first client. And then once you land your first client, you have to land more clients after that. To put it another way, nothing happens until a sale is made and until you land a paying client. And that's what most new freelance writers and copywriters are unequipped to do. Again, they're very, very educated in the craft, but they're not prepared to actually start generating an income from that knowledge. Unfortunately, landing your first client is often harder than you think. In fact, in working with hundreds of new and aspiring writers, I've seen that the perception of the time and effort that's required to land a first client is often wildly unrealistic. The common assumption is that getting that first client won't be much harder than landing subsequent clients. So in other words, they think the process looks like this. It's like taking, you know, steps up a staircase, and each step is really about the same. So, you know, you get to the first step, which is landing your first client. Great. That wasn't that hard. And then you take another step and you land the second client and so forth. But in truth, the process looks more like this. That first client is going to take quite a bit more work and discipline and mental and emotional energy than you would realize. It really is a big leap for most people. So this is significant because landing that first client is not only more difficult than people expect, it's also more critical than they realize to their future success. For a new freelancer, this milestone, this first client milestone, is incredibly important for self-esteem and their chances of making it long-term. Most of them, I find, assume that from an emotional standpoint, every win is going to carry the same weight, but they don't. Landing that first client, trust me, is way more crucial than landing your second, your seventh, or even your 47th client, which leads us to the all-important question. How do you land your first paying client, and how do you get that result as quickly as possible? And that's where the tie-in to the current crisis is, because there is a silver lining in what's happening right now. Now, I don't want to diminish what's happening out there, you know, but one of the challenges for new writers when the economy is booming is knowing what to offer prospects. Okay, so again, this is like pre-coronavirus. You think, well, the economy is booming. Everyone is, you know, doing writing and copywriting. That actually creates a bit of a problem because you have so many choices as to how you can approach prospective clients and what you could offer them that either not sure how to start, so you don't get started, or it just your message is diluted. You know, you maybe don't have samples. In fact, many new writers and copywriters don't have samples. Or you're not sure what your prospects are actually going to want or need. So you offer them kind of a slew or of options or a whole laundry list of ideas. But now, one thing is clear. COVID-19 communications. Crisis communications at first, which is what we've been seeing here for a while already, and then a continued plan beyond that. So by a continued plan, I mean getting into maintaining customers updated on new developments, assuring customers and prospects on how the company's handling this, coming up with the right offers and communicating those offers effectively and persuasively with the right tone. And then marketing communications and campaigns that are now have been reworked for the economic downturn that we're starting to see, the inevitable marketing downturn. Okay, so everything suddenly has to change, but it was all caused by one thing, by this virus. Many clients are having to also overhaul their editorial calendars. And just play it by ear because the situation is so fluid that, you know, they can't necessarily create a ton of content up front like they've been doing. So I'm a small business. I create and publish 3 pieces of content every month. So to give you an example, I actually publish all my editorial content a quarter ahead of time, several months ahead of time. And suddenly this situation has hit and I've had to kind of replace a lot of the content that I already had scheduled, not because it's no longer valid, but because it's not continuing the conversation that's already going on in my audience's head. So now suddenly you have to create all this content, and I'm a really small business. You can imagine so many of these other businesses that now had to just completely rip and replace what they already had. That's very, very difficult to manage. Creating new content, repurposing existing content, all needs to be done very quickly. And this is not a one-time thing. This is going to continue. And that, of course, creates a need for writers who can jump in and help out with this. You know, the fact is that we're going to be dealing with a very difficult economy no one expected and few were prepared for. So being able to pivot and think and act creatively as a business is going to be a key to survival. And to be well positioned for the recovery, which will happen, you're going to need to do a whole new set of, you know, marketing communications, offers, campaigns, etc. Reframing existing offers, figuring out what the real demand is, and framing your products and services and solutions to meet that demand. When I say you, I'm talking about the businesses that you can help. Okay, so bottom line is the ability to communicate effectively over the next 3 to 12 months is going to be critical if you're a business. And that might mean the difference between a business that survives and a business that thrives and comes out of this even stronger than they were going into it. You know, all you have to do right now, just to kind of get an idea of what I'm talking about, is look in your email inbox. I've seen all kinds of examples of emails with creative offers and repivoting and communicating calm and assurance. I've also seen some really bad examples, businesses that didn't have an email list to communicate to, or having one and not using it effectively or using it for the wrong reason or for the wrong approach. It's just all kinds of it. The one that I see a lot of businesses misuse is typically kind of in the restaurant industry. They've been in such panic mode that many restaurants just don't know even what to do. I've also seen some great examples, really creative approaches to surviving this current storm, doing not only to-go meals, but also bundles and family style. Meals, also meal kits where everything is prepped and ready to go. You just take it, pick it up at the curbside and you cook it. So all kinds of creative approaches. I've seen the other side too. My associate coach and colleague, Susan Baracco, shared a story with me about her mom who has a home healthcare company come in and it has gotten zero communications from that company as to how they're handling this and what they're doing with their employees to promote safety during this crisis, right? And her mom is in a very high risk group because of her age. And, you know, here's a missed opportunity right now, as opposed to a senior living facility that for memory care, who shared all the details of what they're doing, including a 6-page document and just a very assuring communication. So she just was talking about that contrast with me. And I thought, you know, another example of why it's so important to be able to communicate effectively with your audience right now. Here's what I predict. I predict that over the next 3 to 5 months, over the next year, we're going to see 5 phases in terms of the work we do and how we can help clients. You're already seeing this, the initial crisis response to what's happening. That's going to have many layers, many facets to it, many different sub phases to it. Okay. But doing this well is very, very important. If your customers, your prospects lose faith in what you're doing and how you're handling things, that could spell disaster. The phase 2 is going to be more about, and you're seeing this already, companies updating their offers, reframing their value proposition so they match the current reality, the current context, continuing that conversation, you know, as things developed, and making sure that what they're offering is resonating with their audience in a very powerful way, okay? Kind of along with phase 2, I'm calling it phase 3, although they're kind of happening in parallel, is the editorial calendar scramble. I mentioned this a few minutes ago, which is, gosh, we had all this content planned that's 50% of it is no longer relevant, or some of it might even seem insensitive. So how do we revamp that and replace that with content that's actually going to resonate with their audience right now and speak to what they're already worried about or thinking about and solving the problems that they're facing? Part of this could be changing the backdrop of key content marketing assets. So for instance, the companies out there have some pillar white papers. So some white papers that are key to a lot of the marketing they do. And the backdrop of those white papers are no longer relevant. They're no longer accurate. So how do we take the good stuff from that white paper? How do we rework it so that the backdrop and the current drivers that we're starting the argument with now speak to the current reality and have the right context, and it's all well aligned? That takes marketing communications people to get it done. That takes good writers to get that done. And it's a lot of work. Phase 4 is going to be about kind of a continued response, because this is, again, a very fluid situation. We all know that. So responding quickly, responding in a very effective way is going to be absolutely key. No one can rest over the next few months in marketing departments. And then finally, we're going to start seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. And we're going to have to, again, pivot, reposition, reframe to ride the upswing, to be well-positioned to come out of this dark tunnel that we're going to be going through over the next few months. Now, you might be thinking, gee, Ed, I don't know if I'm really qualified to do any of that. That sounds so fancy. You know what? You know more than you think. I'm telling you. All you have to do, I'm not saying all, but a big part of this is paying attention to what businesses have been sending you for the past few weeks, past month or two, and create a swipe file folder in your email system. I started this a couple of weeks ago, just created a special COVID-19 folder. Anything related to the situation we're in right now, whether it's about the virus or about responding to an economic downturn, I'm just moving to that folder and I'm reviewing it on a regular basis to get ideas and to better understand how different companies are addressing this and how they're messaging it. And it's very easy to see what's good versus bad. In fact, that's how I got started when I got started as a writer and copywriter. Much of the training that I took online and self-study did not address any of this stuff, especially in the business to business communications or copywriting area. There was really not very much material out there. Everything I found was business to consumer copywriting. The way I learned most of what I learned was by studying what companies were publishing, what they were putting out there in terms of content marketing and B2B copywriting, okay? You can learn so much by, again, just scouring the web and looking to see what different companies, especially in your target market, are doing. Another idea along those lines is to subscribe to newsletters in the target markets that interest you. And then not only that, but make it a habit of downloading their lead magnets, their marketing pieces, get on their mailing list. Usually by downloading that stuff, you'll get on their mailing list. And here again, start a folder where you drag and drop each of those emails into. That could be a separate one. Maybe that's one that's not just related to what's going on right now, but it's specific to the target market you want to go after, okay? And then finally, and this is really important, leverage what you know from your current or your previous career. I'm telling you, and new freelancers don't believe me many times when I say this, but the gold is in your background, not in your experience as a freelancer. A lot of writers tell me, yeah, but you know, I don't have a ton of formal writing experience. I don't have a ton of formal training. I don't feel qualified. And then I look at their background. They've been a high school teacher for 14 years, or they've been a nurse for 8 years, or they've been a, you know, you name it. They've been in the insurance industry for 17 years. You know what? The experience and the knowledge and the insights and perspective you gain from those, your professional career, is as important, if not even more important, than your writing chops. Because look, millions and millions of people out there can write, okay? But you know what they can't do? Most people don't understand the industry, the business that you've been in, the profession that you're in now or you used to be in. And for many prospects, that's really what's valuable. They're going to value that in a writer even more than the writing chops. There's an assumption that you're going to know how to write and write well. But beyond that, having more knowledge and understanding of the craft is not going to get you any further ahead than you think. All right, so with that in mind, let's talk about the model. Okay, this is a model that I've been using very successfully in working with people in your situation, people who already know how to write. In some cases, they've had years and years of writing experience, even formal experience, but they've never been freelance, or maybe at some point, they weren't freelance, but then they went back to traditional employment, and now they're looking to go solo again. So at the center of this model, as you'll see, is landing that first paying client. Again, very, very important. We're going to talk a little bit more about this, but very, very important that you are able to get through that first client problem, because once you do, your confidence goes up and you start creating a little bit of much-needed momentum. The first pillar of this model is positioning yourself well. And by the way, positioning is really a fancy word for communicating, here's what I do, here's what I do it for, and here's why maybe I'm a bit different than your average writer out there who says they can write anything for anyone, okay? The second pillar in the model is about prospecting, okay? And it's basically going out with a message that says, hey, I know this is happening. Do you need help with that? And we talked about some of those things. Remember the five phases that I gave you a couple of minutes ago. The final pillar in the model is converting as many of the right prospects into clients. And as you'll see right now, what you have to do to win in this pillar is to make them an offer they can't refuse. Okay, kind of like a Godfather, but without the violence. So let's talk about why these pillars and why they're in the order that they're in, and what happens when you start just kind of working through each of them. When you position yourself well, and you start prospecting and you start getting responses to your outreach efforts, you're going to start gaining the confidence you need to keep that up, to turn it into a habit. Very, very important, okay? I'm all about getting quick wins and getting confidence as early in the process as possible, because if you can do that, you'll keep going. The chances are much, much higher. If you prospect effectively and then you're converting well, that's when the money's going to come in. Okay, you're going to land paying clients and then, you know, money. I mean, that's, we're in this to earn an income, right? And then when you're converting consistently, you're bringing clients in the door, that's going to inform and improve your positioning. Okay, so it's going to create a bit of a cycle and it's going to create the momentum you need to keep going and to improve one step at a time. All right, so let's talk about each of these: positioning, prospecting, and converting. And let's start with positioning. What you need right now is some smart starter positioning. And it's just that. It's really a starting point. Trust me, your positioning will evolve over time. It always does. Overthinking this right now is not smart. You need to move on this, and you need to move on this quickly. And the most important thing you could do is just pick something based on some basic information. So your background, a little bit of experience. It may not be ideal, but it's a starting point, and that's what you want. I would consider building on a foundation of what's happening in the world right now and the fact that businesses are going to have to be creative and resourceful to survive and thrive in this environment. Now, just a quick note here, because I want to make sure you don't misunderstand me. This is not about taking advantage of people and businesses based on what's happening right now, okay? There's a special place in hell for marketers who are doing that, okay? This is about meeting your prospects where they are right now and offering to help them with a very focused, unprecedented set of problems that they're facing. Big, big difference. So this is not capitalizing in an unethical way. This is about solving problems. And right now, your prospects are facing all kinds of problems, some of which you can help them with. Okay. And that's very, very important. You should feel really, really good about that. All right. To that end, you need to speak the current reality in your positioning, your web copy, your LinkedIn profile. So what do I mean by that? So positioning is really more of an internal thing, and it's about communicating what you do for whom and what makes you different. Messaging is writing copy, and it's speaking and communicating your positioning in a live environment. For instance, if you're talking to someone or you're emailing somebody or you're writing the messages for your website. So right now, what does that mean, or how would I change that to speak to the current reality in our world today? Well, rather than just saying, I help software companies write great copy, you might say something to the effect of, you know, I help software companies communicate and market effectively during uncertain times. Or I help healthcare companies communicate effectively in the current crisis. Those might not be the best headlines, but I'm just trying to give you examples of how you can make very slight modifications to your positioning right now so that you're aligned with the current context. You're going to want to leverage your background, your knowledge, your contacts. Okay, there's no reason to hide that stuff. Okay, one of the, and I feel really strongly about this. I see a lot of new writers and copywriters go after kind of passion markets. So they've had all this experience in, for instance, in K through 12 education as a teacher and then as a principal. And then they launch a copywriting business in the alternative health field. And all they have there is, well, I'm kind of interested in that, and I think it's a hot area. Now, listen, a lot of people have succeeded with that approach, but most people have not, okay? One of the best things you could do is just start with what you know. Leverage your background, your knowledge, your contacts. And eventually, if you want to kind of create a bit of a side hustle in kind of, or maybe another practice area in alternative health, just to continue with that example, do that. But you'll be doing that while you're earning a consistent income and a very nice income in an area that you're able to leverage because of what you know and the perspective you have from all those years out in the real world. You want to create from there a very simple website And my recommendation, if you don't have a website already, is to use a website builder, like Squarespace, for instance. And the reason you want that is it's the easiest way to get a website up and running. And this will become your marketing hub that's going to make you real to you and to your prospects. And then finally, with your positioning, you're going to want to then update your LinkedIn profile with some basic information in your headline and your summary description, your profile summary. Again, that speaks to not just what you do for whom and why you're different, but also to the current reality right now. All right, so let's move to the second pillar, which is prospect or prospecting. One of the best and fastest ways that you can start getting clients, paying clients, land that first paying client and solve that first client problem is to use my warm email prospecting strategy, okay? And I'll show you an example here in a little bit, just kind of make a mental note of that. Warm email prospecting is very, very effective. It's something you can do very easily. There's a template you can follow, and it's really about sending these messages to the right people. Become active on LinkedIn. One great way to do this is to use the formula that my associate coach and partner in the business, Susan Baracco, uses, which is the LinkedIn 3-2-1 formula. And it's just carving out 30 minutes a day to send out or make three comments in the post of people on LinkedIn who could be potential prospects for you. Share two things that they have posted, share it with your audience, with your connections, and then make one connection request every day. Depending on your schedule, it may not be able to do it every day, maybe three times a week, but it gives you something very, very specific to do on LinkedIn. I think many people are unsure how to use it. It could be very overwhelming. You want to start by tapping your network. Again, that's one of the many advantages of starting with what you know. I mean, if you've been in a certain profession for a while, you probably have a network, even if it's been a few years. And you know, don't just think about the people you know directly. Think about, well, the people I know, who do they know? You know, in many cases, your best clients are going to come from people your friends and colleagues and relatives know. Plus, I think right now we have, especially for new freelancers, a huge opportunity with local businesses that need help desperately in the area of marketing, communications, and copy, especially businesses you already support. You know, typically these businesses are not going to make the best clients once you're established. But for a new freelancer, an early stage or a small company is a great, great opportunity because you can easily create a win-win. They don't have the budget to do some of these things. They don't have the sophistication. But they're very willing to get that kind of help. And in turn, you get some experience, you make a little bit of money, and you help somebody out, especially a local business who you know could risk not making it in what's happening in the current environment. And you know, one thing I should mention is, especially if it's a business you already support, so business, let's say a local chain that sells pet supplies, for instance, you're there every 3 weeks buying stuff, you have an edge, you're already a customer, they're much more willing to listen to you, especially if you approach them about how you can help them in this current very difficult environment. So I mentioned a warm email prospecting. In that first bullet, let me give you an example of what that looks like. And I don't want to scare you. Okay, I want to kind of give you a kind of a nice example here. But you don't have to have every single detail that you see in here, okay? But the subject line in this one reads, your piece on dual sourcing. The key there on the subject line is you want to reference what you're about to start the email with. You're not going to start with, hi, my name is Ed Gandia. Let me introduce myself and tell you more about myself. Nothing like that, okay? I saw this about you is essentially what you want to lead with in your subject line. And then in the body copy, you should start right away with that. Okay. You should continue the topic that you started in the subject line. Hi, first name. I love how you're handling your COVID-19 customer communications. I was particularly impressed with your recent piece on dual sourcing and the impact from Asia. I work with, you know, these types of companies, your target market, to help them with, you know, right marketing materials and marketing campaigns, whatever you decide to focus on. And I'm curious if you're looking for some help reworking or repurposing content marketing assets in light of this continually evolving situation. I've worked in the X industry, so usually it's going to be related to the target market that you're focusing for X number of years, so I know the landscape well. Here's a link to a page on my site if you want to learn more about me, would it make sense to connect this week? And you cap it off with a question. Okay, that's a proven template. I've helped thousands of freelancers get land, hundreds of thousands, probably in the millions of dollars up to this point, by using this methodology, by using this approach, this template. Very easy to rip and replace here as long as you have the elements. Notice that it's very personalized, but you should also notice that a lot of this can be reused from one email to the next. The parts about you and your experience and what you do, all that can be reused. So it's really not as difficult as it might seem. All right, so let's move on to the last pillar, which is convert. So convert prospects into clients. Your goal is not to make a living from your first client or two. Okay, so I want to remind you of that. We're trying to get through that first client problem. We're trying to overcome that first client problem. So think of your first two or three clients as really starter clients, what I like to call them. Your goal is to help them, and by doing so, boost your confidence. And then you start trading up one at a time. By trading up, I mean that now you got a paying client, you got a couple of samples with them, your confidence is up, which means you can now get back out there, do more prospecting. You're going to be more effective with your prospecting for a couple of reasons. One is you have higher confidence. You already see that this is really possible. And two, you have a sample there that you can use if you wanted to, okay? And then you land a second client after a few attempts. It's not going to, again, not going to be necessarily easy, but the second one is easier to land than the first one because now you have more confidence. Now you see the tangible nature of the result. And you land a second one. And guess what? Now you have greater confidence when you go after your third one. You keep trading up also means that as you get more experience, as you land more clients, you'll see that the first two or three clients that you landed were one-off opportunities, and now you can trade those for better clients, for better possibilities. And that's what's really going to pay the bills, not necessarily the first client or two. So let's talk about how you get over that first client hump. Let's get into some specifics here. The first thing is, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you make them an offer they can't refuse. There's a few ways you could do that. You know, an obvious one would be, especially if it's a local business you support and you love, free help on that first project. Pick something that's really going to move the needle, that's going to make an impact, something that's really hot on their plate, not kind of a nice to have, okay? Something else you could do is just charge them very little, like $200, $250 for something that should easily cost, let's say $2,500. Okay, so think in terms of, when I say massive discount, I mean like 90% off, like in this particular example. Another thing you do is you offer to get paid only on results. So pay me only if you love it, or if it works for you, or if it's very well received. I just did this with a new client. Because I'm actually doing what I'm teaching you to do, but in a different business. Okay, so I eat my own medicine. I'm starting this marketing consulting side hustle for a totally different target market. And this is how I landed my first client. I made it a no-brainer for her to say yes. I said, look, here's the deal. I'm going to help you over the next 8 weeks get this specific result you want. In my case, I can do that because I knew that I could get her that result. And you don't pay me a dime until you get that result. And she said, oh my goodness, I've never had anyone offer me that. And she said, yes, immediately. Of course, she's going to say yes, you know, she's got nothing to lose. Again, remember, we're not trying to set the world on fire here. You know, we're not trying to make a great living right away. We're just trying to get over that first client hump. Okay, with the first couple of clients, we're just trying to get some practice. We're trying to get our confidence up and spark some critical momentum. So much about success in this business is about getting and sustaining momentum. All right, so that's just a quick overview of some of the adjustments we're going to be making here over the next few weeks in some of the existing program materials. Don't worry, again, as I mentioned at the beginning of this video, don't worry about all the details right now. We're going to get to the stuff, but I wanted to give you a preview of how we're going to be making some refinements and slight adjustments. Okay, so just before you hit the complete button at the bottom of this page, make sure to go through the other videos here on this page. And once you're done with that, hit that button, and then that will unlock session number one. All right, talk to you soon. All right, so let's talk about some next steps. Look, I encourage you to get started with this. I've given you what you need here to get going. And you might be the kind of person who's a self-starter and likes to fly solo. And if you are, man, take this and run with it. Study it, think about it, do some brainstorming, but don't just think and plan, act. 80% of this game is really about getting started, even when you don't feel ready. I'll give you a hint, you'll never feel 100% ready, okay? I've been working with some people for years who have been very successful freelance writers or copywriters. They still don't feel 100% ready. But if you're maybe not that kind of person, or if you want my team and I to help you with this, we'd love the opportunity to help you get over that hump and start getting some results quickly. So here's the thing. I've been teaching and coaching writers and copywriters who are new to freelancing, and I've been helping them get their business off the ground quickly and with less risk. I have a solid track record of doing this, and I've been doing it successfully since 2012. Right? So it's been a long time. Okay, more specifically, I've helped more than 600 writers who are new to freelancing get results, get this thing finally on track, get going, get results. And if you're interested in getting help, I'd love to work with you. So how am I going to do this? Well, I'm about to work with a handful of new freelance writers to get their business off the ground, land that first paying client, get over that hump, but especially in an environment of crisis and uncertainty. As we discussed, people are panicking, businesses are panicking, the economy is in the toilet. So how in the world can you land work at a time like this? And we've talked about this, and the short answer is that there's plenty of opportunity out there, and there will continue to be plenty of opportunity. But you have to think and do things differently. You have to think differently. You have to do different things. You have to be more strategic. And it's not necessarily about more hard work. It's not about doing more. It's about changing the things you're doing. Because what we talked about, what clients need now has changed. They need someone who can help them communicate clearly, persuasively, and strategically in an environment of fear and crisis. In other words, they need you. And because you're just starting out as a freelancer, I'm telling you, you're much better positioned to help out businesses than many of your established peers who won't be willing to do work at the fee levels that you're going to be asking, or willing to take a chance on some smaller business or local business who may only be able to pay on a performance basis or based on results, or might only be one small project. That's because you have more flexibility than they do. So you're better positioned to really get that first paying client sooner. You're more adaptable. You can afford to write an email series for less in exchange for the work sample and the experience. And again, we're not looking to make a living out of those first couple of clients, but we need them really just to get over that hump and to spark some momentum. The client wins by getting what they need to communicate effectively with their audience at a time when they need to react quickly and to be more resourceful and creative than ever before. And you win by getting experience, confidence, samples, and of course, generating some income. Income that will grow with every new client you bring on board. So I've been working very closely with new freelance writers for the past 6 years, and the results have been remarkable, been helping them get their business off the ground and land that first paying client. And I'd love for you to be one of my next success stories. So I've started to supplement the framework that I've been teaching my coaching clients with new strategies you can use to land clients in this landscape. And if you join me, we're going to be working closely together to get your business off the ground and land that first paying client quickly. Better yet, I'm going to show you how you can do good in the world right now while landing clients and building a solid business. In fact, my team and I will even coach you until you land this first paying client. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. So we're going to be following up with my step-by-step launch blueprint. Okay, this is something that I've developed through the process of launching my own six-figure copywriting business and coaching, again, more than 600 new writers since 2012. Thing is, you probably already know this. There's plenty of information out there on how to write white papers and case studies and a web copy, et cetera. But no one out there that I'm aware of is coaching new B2B writers and copywriters through an equally important process: how to get their business off the ground, land their first paying client, and generate writing income faster, especially in this unprecedented environment that we're in. And that's where I can help you. Here's what we'll work on together. We'll start with uncovering and defining your unique value. Everyone has something unique they bring to the table, okay? But most new writers don't know where to look. I'm going to help you find your biggest differentiators and communicate your value with confidence. Next, I'll show you how to turn what you uncovered into website copy and how to create a great-looking site that will impress your prospects. If you already have a website, I'll show you how to make it better and more persuasive and how to adapt your message to the current environment, which, as you already know, is very important. I'll teach you how to build a good prospect list, how to communicate the right offer in these uncertain times, and how to develop a prospecting system you will actually follow. And don't worry, there's no cold calling involved here. From there, I'm going to teach you how to communicate effectively with prospects who respond to your emails. And I'll show you the exact questions to ask, what to say, how to talk about your unique value, and the best way to quote projects. I'm going to give you my own contract and proposal templates, my master fee schedule, my exact email and phone scripts, and I'll show you how to handle tough questions and objections. Everything you need to convert prospects into clients, in other words. We're going to work together for 9 weeks. You'll implement these ideas as we go. And my associate coach, Susan Baracco, and I will be there to coach you through the process, to give you feedback, to keep you accountable. A little bit about Susan. We've been working together with coaching clients for a little over 2 years now. She's helped me generate some very impressive success stories with her coaching clients. And she's a previous coaching client of mine, just an awesome and very knowledgeable writer with a knack for helping writers get clarity on their business building challenges, get results fast, and just get momentum as quickly as possible. She also happens to be an expert LinkedIn marketer, which is so critical to your business success, especially when you're starting out. The material in this program is all self-study, so that means you can consume it on days and times that work for you. Everything is dripped, meaning that you get one lesson at a time when you're done, not just going through it, but implementing that material. You can then unlock the next lesson, okay? That way you don't get overwhelmed. And as I mentioned earlier, Susan and I are going to coach you until you land your first paying client. You're going to have direct access to us via our group coaching calls and our private Facebook group until you get that result, until you land that first paying client, or up until September 30th, 2020, whichever comes first. Okay, so we'll go beyond the 9 weeks if you still haven't landed your first client, and we'll continue to work with you and support you up until September 30th. And you know, you're going to get it done. Our focus is going to be on getting things moving quickly and landing that first paying client way faster than you would on your own. So Susan and I only want to work with a few people who can implement the material as we go. The time commitment is something I get asked about. And for this opportunity is about 5 to 10 hours a week on average. That includes everything: time to go through the training lessons, time to attend our coaching calls every week, or every other week, I should say. We have coaching calls twice a month. They're usually every other week, but they're definitely always twice a month. And then time to implement what you learn. You're also going to have direct access to us via the group coaching calls and through our private forum. So we'll be there to help and support you throughout this journey. Having said that, this opportunity is not for everyone. And here's specifically who I'm looking for. As I mentioned earlier, you do not need certifications or have completed a ton of writing courses, but you need to be able to write well. You know, maybe you've done a lot of writing at work. Maybe people often comment about your good writing skills. You know, I mean, if you can write well, you know. We're not looking for perfection. We're just looking for someone who can obviously already write. I can't teach you the craft of writing. That's not what I do. I show you how to launch your business and start getting paying clients. I'm also looking for people who have a current or previous career they can leverage. So again, writing ability is great, but beyond that, what clients value even more is your ability to understand their business or their industry well. So if you already have a professional background or a good understanding of a certain market or profession, that's going to help tremendously. I'm also looking for people who have some personal and professional contacts. So in other words, you know some people you can approach and start talking to about this, even if it's been a while since you talked to them. Now, don't worry. You're not going to spend 100% of your time on your network, okay? Not at all. But I found that this is often a great place to start your journey. And again, many times it's not necessarily these people who could be one of your first clients. Many times it's who they know and they can refer you to. One of my biggest, most profitable clients ever came from somebody my wife used to work with. So I didn't know her that well directly. My wife connected me with her. And then she introduced me to somebody else who introduced me to her ex-boss who ended up hiring me very early in my freelance career. Over the course of about 7 years, I earned close to $200,000 in income from that client alone. Again, several degrees of separation. This was not somebody I knew. It's somebody I knew through somebody else who knew somebody who knew somebody. Okay. It's incredible how things happen that way. And then finally, I'm looking for people who are willing to work hard, people who have tenacity and grit. This is not an easy journey. Sometimes things happen very, very quickly, but you know, even if when it does, and many times they do, it's not always going to be easy. And you got to be willing to just ride out the tough times. You got to be willing to push through doubt and fear and uncertainty and just keep pushing through and keep working. If that sounds like you, would love to help you get your business off the ground and start landing clients. Now, my fee for this coaching work used to be $4,500, and that's what I charge coaching clients to walk them through this launch framework that I just showed you and support them along this journey. Considering that many of these clients have gone on to grow their freelance income into high five figures and even low to mid six figures, that fee would be a bargain. So even if I offered you a 50% discount, it would be a great deal at $2,250. But even though I'm offering to coach you until you land your first paying client, which is something I never offered my $4,500 clients, by the way, you're not going to pay anywhere near that, especially not right now with everything that's going on in the world. Instead, you can join me for just $1,500 US or five installments of $349. Land a couple of projects from a decent client, and you could easily pay back your investment. If you're ready to get started, visit b2blauncher.com/launcher. b2blauncher.com/launcher. I'm taking enrollments on a first-come basis, and if you're ready to make this happen, I'd love to work with you. Of course, if you have any questions, just drop me a line, ed@b2blauncher.com. And I'll get back to you as quickly as I can with an honest and straightforward answer. So thanks for watching. Stay safe. I hope you got some ideas from this training. And I look forward to hopefully working with you soon. Take care.